We're going to turn now to the politics and practicality of PEPFAR. Elizabeth Pisani is an epidemiologist who has studied and advised on HIV policy for more than a decade now. Let me ask you this first. If this program, which has been so lauded, goes well for years longer, the U.S. has to continue funding it, or else the pills won't come anymore and people with HIV will die. To what extent is the U.S. aware of this long-term commitment?
I think that the people who are applauding this program from the level of the taxpayer, and we are, after all, the ones that pay for it, even though it's called the President's Emergency Fund, I think that people are aware that we're treating this as an emergency and that we're responding immediately to meet people's needs, and that's clearly a good thing. I do not think people are aware of the long-term implications of this. Once someone is on antiretrovirals, they have to stay on those antiretrovirals for life. You're talking about an obligation on the part of the U.S. taxpayer that may go on for a couple of decades.
Now, let me ask you this, though. How much could be saved through the fact that the cost of ARVs, antiretrovirals, is going down?
The cost is going down, you're right, for first-line antiretrovirals. However, the more people are on antiretrovirals and the more they spread through currently fairly erratic health systems, the more we're going to get resistance. And that means that people have to move away from the rather cheap and simple initial regimes onto much more complex and much more expensive regimes.
PEPFAR spends a lot of money on prevention as well as on treatment. Is that money having any effect at all?
It is not currently having any measurable effect. In the first 5 years of the program, it reserved a third of its money for prevention, but then designated that that money should be used in ways which we know are not effective even in the United States. So a third of the money had to go to programs that exclusively promote abstinence.
What have you heard Barack Obama, the president-elect, say about where he would take PEPFAR and whether or not he would encourage some of these preventive routes that President Bush has not encouraged?
I think President-elect Obama has made a very clear commitment to science and evidence-based programming in all of his approaches to health, including HIV. So I would expect that the current ban on using federal money to fund needle and syringe programs will be dropped. I suspect overall that we'll have a prevention approach which is much more focused on reality rather than on ideology and morality.
Elizabeth Pisani is an epidemiologist with a focus on HIV. Her latest book is called The Wisdom of Whores. It was released earlier this year. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.